like.
We're speaking to Ben Domenech, founder of The Federalist. You can go to thefederalist.com. It's one of my favorite sites. His piece in The Wall Street Journal is How My Joke on Twitter Became a Federal Case. He's telling us about it now. Now, Ben, you're saying that you're fighting this on principle, which I can totally appreciate and understand, and you're going to take this into real court. Got to ask you, though, do you have any concerns that somehow, you know, we just saw, in my opinion, a horrible decision from the Supreme Court on New York City gun law, which, you know, it's a conversation we could have another time. But to me, it's just inexcusable what John Roberts did. And it clearly wouldn't stand for, say, abortion rights or something like that. But you seem pretty confident going into court that you'll be OK on this. Any concern that you might get the wrong judge?
Oh, I think that that's absolutely a possibility. I mean, you could end up on the wrong side of this and certainly have to, you know, see the ramifications of that. But in my from my perspective, that's worth the risk in this scenario where the deck is so stacked in the favor of the bureaucrats currently that I'd like to see this question resolved. And while these courts, you know, behave in their own little area of law where the administrative law judge one day is the person making the argument for the bureaucracy on the other day. And that's a whole world in which the rules effectively don't apply the way that they apply within the traditional court system as we understand it. I think that that's a bad thing. And I think that it's something that ought to be curtailed. And I don't believe that this, I don't think that the people who brought this case really thought it through in terms of the fact pattern of such a clear misuse of a trollish capacity of the type of bureaucracy that's supposed to look out for workers, as opposed to engaging in something that could, you know, frankly lead to the organization, if they didn't have the resources that we do and the connections that we do, being bankrupted or putting those workers out of the street without their jobs. And you know what, Buck, I think that this is also an indication of something looking forward to the future. The ability that we have in this day and age to have people drill down and attack small businesses, as we've seen it within primarily the religious freedom aspects of things across the country, via these courts that are essentially, you know, carved out and unresponsive to citizens and individuals. I think that's a real danger, and it's something that we need to start looking at in terms of curtailing it for the future, where we're going to have, you know, a nation of Karens who are going out there and using the power of these agencies to enlist taxpayer funds and put bureaucrats after people they just happen to not like.
Just one quick one for you, Ben, before we let you go back to fighting the man, or the NLRB man. Did anybody from this administrative agency, when you're sitting there, and I suppose you have legal representation, but you're like, when you say it's a joke, which it clearly is, right? Like, I've joked around before and said, you know, when I used to work in the CIA, I'd be like, all right, like, I'm going to send this person to Gitmo or something, right? Like, you just get angry and, you know, I don't have that authority. I can't do that. It's not going to happen. You know, you don't, as you pointed out, own a salt mine. You can't send anyone there. And it's clearly a joke. When you say that, though, what is their response?
Well, what I'd say is there are two things. One, as a legal matter, they say, well, that doesn't matter because someone could reasonably take it literally. Which is, to me, just a complete misunderstanding of that standard historically and the way that courts have used it in the past. In other words, it eliminates any context for the fact, you know, maybe he does own a salt mine or something along that line. But the other thing is, and this is something I think we need to understand about the folks who are involved in this, these are bureaucrats who take everything literally. They are humorless. They have no concept that this is a joke. And it makes me really wonder, you know, how familiar they are with just what Twitter is. You know, Twitter is just a place for snark and humor and all types of comments within this area. And, you know, to your point, I mean, imagine if someone were to come after you for saying, you know, here's this ex-government employee saying he wants to send me to Gitmo. I'm scared, you know. I mean,
right.
Yeah, exactly. So I think that's very much.
I mean, you know, I was saying it to my little sister's boyfriends for years. I hope I can't, can't get sued for it, you know. It's crazy.
Well, but,
so,
you know, look, here's what I'll say. I think this is a fight worth having because it's so clear cut. And because we have the resources and the friendships in order to make this fight where other people couldn't. And I hope that ultimately this leads to, you know, some real questions that people ask about the appropriateness of empowering bureaucrats with this type of unrestricted ability to invade the lives of people across the country based just on the fact that they have differences in politics. I think that's very dangerous.
Ben Domenech, everybody, founder of The Federalist. Ben, stay in the fight, man. Let us know how it goes.
Thank you, bud.